Good morning. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is open this morning, so if you have a need to have some of your children looked after, we do have that available. If you are a college student or if you have a college student in your family, please get some of your information to April so that we can add you to the prayer list. We do need a Sunday school teacher and some volunteers for Club Rock Sunday School. Promotion Sunday is today, so Sunday school teachers will be needed very soon. And then Club Rock is coming up in about a month, so volunteers would be awesome for that. We still do need a custodian, so if there's any volunteers to help clean the church, that would be very appreciated. Some other announcements, some things coming up. Tonight we have youth group at 6 o'clock for grades 7 through 12 here at the church. Wednesday we have a CE board meeting at 6 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. we have praise band practice, and Heidi has an announcement about fellowship time.
We are going to have fellowship time today, probably just coffee, because some of you who are great at filling our tummies didn't know that we were going to have snacks today. But things are going to be just a little bit different in terms of we will be serving you, so there's less touching. I do have some girls helping, so they'll be serving you coffee, and we have creamers at the table and spoons, so pick up your spoon, don't set it back down, throw it out when you're done stirring your coffee. That kind of stuff. So we're trying to do some stuff so we can still have fellowship time, but fewer touches with people touching the creamers and the coffees and all that kind of stuff. If you all are interested in helping or you ever want to do it, just please let me know. I'm going to try to get the high schoolers to be helping each week, so it's not like it's on you to serve and do all that serving. But this isn't my gig. This is just something that I like to see you guys smile, so it's kind of fun. When I give you food, you smile at me, so I like standing over there behind the counter. It's kind of a great place to be, so if you want to experience that, feel free to step in any day, because it's just fun to do. So, but we are having fellowship time. Little kids, please go to the back table. A Sunday school teacher or one of the older students, if you will please serve the drinks, that would be super helpful. Put water back there and some cookies for you. And like I said, today there are some cookies, so if you guys are absolutely starving, you guys can take a cookie. Otherwise, it's probably just coffee for today. And next week we'll start up with food. If for those of you who love to fill our tummies, Sherry Van Zee, we would love for you to bring your stuff again. Thanks so much, everyone.
Are there any other announcements this morning? Yes. Yes, my name is Derek DiGiulio. I am the new youth pastor. Today is my first day, so if you have any questions or you would like to volunteer for Sunday school or Club Rock, talk to me or Mark or Jim. Someone that knows probably more than me you will be directed to after talking to me. Any other announcements? Yes.
You mentioned volunteer for custodian, but that everybody, I think, knows that it is a paid position.
Yes, it is a paid position. All right, so the call to worship this morning is from Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
See that? I got the nod. That's pretty cool. God will take care of you. Number 47 in your hymnals. Let's stand together and sing. Number 47. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care. Take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care. Take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Every day or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Okay, this is where we used to shake hands, but now we turn and wave, all right? So wave to somebody specific. Don't just generalize like the queen in the parade. Somebody specific, wave. Wave and say, hello, hello, hello.
As we get into our prayer and praise time, before we do that, I'm going to ask Aaron Hoffman to come up. When we did our handing out of the Bibles and such, it's been then trying to catch each of our seniors. And so just before he heads off, oh, you can come much closer. I don't bite. This is his sister, Autumn, always called me Dad. So I guess I was a surrogate father to them. Since we have the same last name, they just don't know how to spell it yet.
We're trying.
You're trying? Oh, they just get doubled up on the F there. But Aaron, if you would explain where you're headed off to and what you're doing for the fall.
I am heading off to Watertown, Lake Area Tech. I'll be a precision machinist. I'm with Ben and Ivor in a room with them, so that'll be fun.
So we'll have some mutual accountability. Well, Aaron, blessings on your fall, and here's a thank you gift for being a part of our church.
Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm just down to a couple, and I don't see the other seniors. So this is our opportunity for prayer requests, praises. Do have one from the Dearborn family. Their son-in-law Mason Short passed away this week, and the memorial service is today out in Rapid City area. So are there other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Heidi. Yes, so Travel Mercies, and we're grateful that your brakes failed at the correct time and you were able to be safe. I think April Haig had the same issue this summer, so right here in the parking lot. So God does watch over us, and we will be praying as students, families are moving around, getting kids to college. Other, Val, you had one. So the prayer request is for Val Augsburger's sister-in-law, Paula. They've been doing some tests this week and saw something concerning, so they're going to be doing a full body PET scan. And depending on the results there, if it does come back, the cancer or more cancers come, that she is not going to pursue any more treatment. So we will be praying for them and for God's hand to touch them. Deb. So the request is definitely showing individuals grace as with COVID coming into a couple of the students here in Miller, but as our college students go off, that it is a virus, that there was part of the being human, we do contract it, and that we would show grace to others, but also for God's protection and the opportunities to be Christ's hands and feet. Anita.
Yes, I just want to thank the whole congregation and the whole community. I'm very, I want to call it weepy when I get up from you. But I've been so blessed, and God has been so good, and He does take care of me. And I, when I was in the nursing home, and of course I didn't know anything from the time I fell until I got to the nursing home. Anyway, I couldn't remember any of my songs. So I just started singing, Jesus, Jesus. And some of the words kept coming back to me. Thank you for your prayers and for your prayers and flowers and all so many things. Thank you.
You're welcome, Anita, and we are blessed to have you back with us, and God's hand is...
Yeah, I don't know what he wants
for me
to do now.
Oh, he will show as we pursue, but that that is the very good first song we had, God Will Take Care of You, and that is always a great reminder. Yes, Ruth?
An update on
Becca. Ah, yes, an update on Becca. We went to the cardiologist this week. Part of the struggle that Becca faces is her blood pressure and her blood vessels aren't operating correctly. So she will go from a resting heart rate to, with no activity, 30 beats a minute higher. So it didn't hit the level of the POTS syndrome, but it is concerning, mostly because her body thinks it's exercising when it's not, and therefore joints, muscles, extreme headache in the morning. The prescription was lots of water and high salt diet. The salt will help retain the water. If that doesn't work within the next 3 weeks, there is some type of medication, blood pressure medication that they can put her on. So she's going to give it a go for school, and we're grateful for having her there at Sunshine to have a little more individualized education plan. But there, at least we have a name, autonomic dysfunction. It's large name, just means that her autonomic nervous system is not operating like it should, and it may have been caused by, one, her concussion from almost a year and a half ago, but also a virus that she may have come down with in June. So we are discovering that God has made our bodies fearfully and wonderfully made, and when one part goes, starts struggling, it does cascade to affect the whole body. But we are grateful that for your prayers, for walking with us through this time, and for the support that we have. Well, let's pray. Oh, any, okay.
Amen.
Well, that is a part of in the Ten Commandments that we are to honor our father and mother, and God did not put a expiration date, so it doesn't happen. We don't stop when we turn 18. So it is grateful to have family close by to be helping. Well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, for the opportunities we have to serve you, and you have made us each your representative, your ambassador for our community, for the places that we come in contact with, whether it be work, social, just in passing. Father, I do lift up the Dearborn family to you and the Short family, that you would be an ever-present help, that in their grief, you would speak into their lives, that as they come together and as the community gathers around them, we know that there is hope in the grief that we have. And so, Father, I pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them. Father, we also think of this time of year as school is getting back, both college, high school, elementary schools, junior high, and there's a lot of traveling going on. Father, we do pray for your travel mercies, that you would protect and watch over. We thank you for just the way you watched over the Siemens, the mechanical issues you were able to superintend so that they were in the right place, that things were safe. And we take those things for granted so many times. But we know that it is your hand. You do want us to be responsible, and I do pray for our students as they take to the roads that you would help them to be wise in how they handle the vehicle, having kids that have gotten their learner's permits and driver's license, it does get a bit nervous to hand over the keys to something so large. And so, Father, help each one of us to trust you. We thank you for the family of God that you've brought around us, for Anita raising her up, for her family, and just seeing her back. We ask that you continue to intervene in her life. Show her the purpose and plans that you have for her. Father, we also lift up the Melbers to you, and we're grateful for the legacy that they have, but also we pray for George and for his own physical health, that you would speak into his life even today. Father, we lift up Val Augsburger's sister-in-law, Paula. We know as the great physician you are able to heal, and if that is your will, you can do that, whether that be here on this earth or into eternity. May you be with her family through this week. Give them peace of mind and heart as only you can. Father, we continue to pray for my daughter, Becca, that you would touch her body. Thank you for the safety and the answers we received Wednesday. And just as a reminder for, there are a lot of hurting people around us, the opportunity to love them where they're at, to be your representatives. Father, we lift up our service to you. We thank you for the opportunities we have to honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Derek and Kelly to come forward, and I'm going to ask the elders to come as well. This being his first Sunday, we have a tradition that we do. We pray over our new staff members. We are installing them into this ministry that we have both partnered together. And so it is fitting that before things get too far along that we do pray and officially begin Derek's ministry among us.
Father God, I just thank you that Derek and Kelly are here. Thank you for your hand of provision and getting them here and just us allowing or being able to have them be a part of our ministry. I just pray that we would be able to encourage them in their ministry and as much as they encourage us, and I just give them wisdom and how to proceed, and just thank you for their willingness to serve you. Thank you for their humbleness, and just pray that we would support them as best we can.
Lord, we do thank you for calling Derek and Kelly, and Lord, we pray that you would give them wisdom as they as they come into a different culture, as they come into new things, as they work with Pioneer Club or Club Rock and the youth group, Lord, I just pray that you would give them wisdom, and that also as they see the opportunities for discipleship, that they may come along beside the youth and, Lord, to point them and direct them and encourage them to grow in their relationship with you, Lord. And we do thank you for them and their willingness to serve, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity we have with Derek and Kelly, Lord. We just thank you for their calling to come to our church. We just ask that they would be a blessing, Lord, for the youth of this church, Lord, and for the surrounding communities. We just thank you again, Lord, for their willingness to serve, and we just ask that we would all support them and come alongside them and raise them up as they proceed with this.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve you in this body and in this community, and Lord, I just pray for Derek and Kelly as they serve in this role that you would protect and guide them. Just help them to grow in their walk with you and to lead the young people in the way that they should go. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the privilege of serving you. And we thank you for bringing Derek and Kelly here to become part of our body and to step into this position of youth pastor. And we just pray that they would see much fruit during their ministry here. We pray that they would acclimate quickly, that they would feel accepted and welcome, they would begin to build relationships among the church, especially with the young people, and that they would just find many opportunities to invest in the lives of our young people, to plant seeds, to water seeds that have already been planted, even to see fruit produced. And we just pray that you would encourage them, protect their marriage, their relationship with each other, pray that they would grow in their relationship with you, and that they would just seek always to honor you, seek first your will and leading and direction in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of partnering together, and I pray for Derek and Kelly that you would use them as your vessels here. We thank you for the opportunity we have as a body of believers to be able to bring on staff someone specifically to direct and to guide our youth and our children's ministries, to be a resource here in our community. Help them to see where you're at work, to join you there, for us as a church to constantly and consistently pray for them. We ask that they would be protected from the attacks of Satan, that you would help them in getting to know our community, that we would show each other grace. We thank you so much for the experiences you've given them and how you will use that here in our body and in our community. So, Father, we ask that as they get settled in, they would have a true sense of peace, that they would have a sense of purpose, and the sense that your presence is with them, guiding each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a beautiful day to come together. I want to take a second just to thank the prayer this morning. It's just wonderful to be able to see the leaders of our church just pray over people, and there's the way the Holy Spirit just really worked this morning. It was beautiful. Welcome to our beautiful family here at St. Lawrence Church. Please stand with us this morning as we sing, as we worship the Lord, and as we love him.
Place on high and for I knew my Savior. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God he was, my God he is, my God he's always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God he was, my God he is, my God he's always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God he was, my God he is, my God he's always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God he was, my God he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior lives.
We introduced this song a short while back, and we thought we'd bring it back again. You're welcome to sing with the verses if you want, or you can join us with the chorus, however you choose. We've kind of got it divided up amongst us here for as far as leading it, but as to where you sing, I'll let you decide.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored, and the Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not fade. By his blood and in his name, his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the Father, praise the
wonderful to be able to just praise his name and to be with him. Please go ahead and be seated as we sing this last song together.
Father, we thank you that you are a holy God. And we thank you as well that while we are not holy, we're not worthy, that through the gift of your Son and the covering of his blood, that we can be in relationship with you. We pray that seeking you would be always our priority. Pray that we would keep you first and foremost in our lives. Pray that you would open our ears, our eyes, our hearts now as we look into your word and we consider exactly what does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.